What's going on, everybody? Thanks for tuning in with Chilling with Canada, where we talk about anything and everything. I have a great show ahead of you guys today. Don't go away. Yes. Chilling with Canada, where we talk about anything and everything. Welcome. A show full of positivity. What is going on, everybody? Welcome to Chilling with Canada, where we talk about anything and everything. Look, so I don't really think I've explained my intro. The music you heard, shout out to a private artist down here in Clarksville, Tennessee. Check him out. His name's T90. He's got some great music out there, and I that was just the music, the instrumental to one of his songs called Seasons. Go look it up, T90, Spotify, Apple Music, all that good jazz. Hey, it was a good day today. I got one more day left. Tomorrow's my Friday because I'm off for Good Friday. But I hope everybody had a great day today. Listen, you guys, so I wanted to come up here and talk a little bit about friendship, you know, and what is friendship, you know. One of the... A definition that I found, it says, friends can help you celebrate good times and provide support during bad times. Friends prevent loneliness and give you a chance to offer needed companionship too. Okay, I forgot that. Friends can also increase your sense. This is a big one. Because this was one of my episodes, one of the main topics. Increase your sense of belonging and purpose. That is the biggest one. You know, I always say it on this show. Always, always, always. And I got to adjust my mic. Give me one second, you guys. My bad. I'm back. All right. But no. It's always important to have not only friends, but to have those friends who will make sure that you understand that you belong here. And that big word, purpose, that great word that should make everybody feel good about themselves, purpose. Everybody has a purpose. I don't care who it is, what you do for a living, you have a purpose. And we all may not have found that purpose yet, but it's there. And having those friends to help you get there, it's a big thing. It's a big ordeal. You know, it'll help you feel better about yourself and feel better as a human being. And it'll help you get to find that purpose. You know, it all starts with encouragement, motivation. You know, and then you have those friends. So I have, let me explain it this way. Let me go back for a minute. So I have a group of, or I guess I can say group, or I have types. Let me say types. So I have types of friends who maybe I work with. I consider you a working buddy. You know, I'll talk to you. You know, I'll keep it work appropriate, and I'll keep... You know, my personal life out of my work friends. So I have my work friends, okay? And I have good friends, you know, friends who I'll check up on every once in a while. You know, what's going on? How are you? Now, and this is my biggest thing. Now, I don't talk to even my good friends every single day. But just because you don't talk to somebody every day, you know, it doesn't mean that you don't like that person, you know, or you're not thinking about that person. I think about how my good friends are doing all the time. I may not text them often, and by often, maybe a couple, I never go long time without, you know, just a simple, hey, what's up, you know, maybe 2 weeks, 2.5 weeks, 3 weeks, but That doesn't mean that I don't like them or I don't love them. You know, that's just me. I have a life. I'm busy. They're busy. You know, and my biggest thing is, I try not to think of it this way because, I mean, at that point, we'll go forever without talking, but it takes two to tango, you know? I don't care. If you're a good friend of mine, I'm going to text you first. It doesn't matter. You know what I'm saying? But just because you don't talk to somebody every day, it doesn't mean that you hate them. And I'm bad about, you know, messaging people. You know, like I said, long as I went through 3 weeks and then I, hey, what's up? You good? And everything's copacetic. You know, we're moving on. They've just been busy. I've been busy, you know, but one of my brother's good friends, he was actually the best man in the wedding. So he had his mom actually came down too, and we just call her Ma. And she said something to me, and I was a little, I was more than a little. But at this time, when we were having this conversation, I was kind of tipsy, you know, getting ready to enjoy my night. But she had said something to me, and I'm not going to quote it word from word because I don't know, but I don't remember. It was along the lines of, just because you don't talk to somebody every single day, it doesn't mean you don't love them. And it doesn't mean you hate them, you know. And you should be able to message that person when you're upset or just even checking in. But she was stating that if you're good friends with somebody, the love is unconditional. You know, I have, I'd say 10, 11 people who I love, you know, friendship, not like mom, dad, brother, sister, but I mean, brothers, yes, brothers and sisters for sure, but not bloodline. You understand. Okay. So look, my love for those guys is unconditional. They may piss me off and I may make them mad. You know what I'm saying? And we may be like, don't ever talk to me again, blah, 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 blah. At the end of the day, a week goes by. We may have not chatted, but I guarantee you when the weekend gets here, somebody's going to message somebody and we're all going to hang out. You know, that's just how it is. I can't stay mad at those people. It's just not possible. I have one friend who I can't stay mad at, but for 5 minutes, and that's it, you know. But that's okay. Everybody has arguments and fights, you know, but it's important that, because sometimes some fights do break up those really close friendships, and it sucks, but you want to make sure that you keep those, you know, arguments, let me kind of say, how do I say that? I guess to a minimum. Or enough's enough type deal. And I've had altercations with buddies, you know, like physical altercations. And that's kind of needed sometimes also. But at the end of the day, those people have my back and always will. No matter if I didn't talk to you for 2.5 weeks and I hit you up, I'm upset. I know for a fact all of them are going to be like, what's going on, man? What's up? They're not even going to mention the fact that we ain't spoken in 3 weeks, you know, and I have those friends who I'd hit up with a simple, hey, what's up? And they'd come back at me like, oh, what's up, stranger? It's been a long time. And at that point, I'd be like, well, you know, it takes two to tango. You know what I'm saying? Why do I have to be the one to message you first? But those are those types of friends. You know, if I don't talk to my best friend in the whole world, Jason, his name's Jason, lives down here. We don't talk often, you know what I'm saying? But I can hit him up a week or 2 weeks down the road with a simple, hey, what's up, dude? Hey, man, you trying to come over and chill? Yeah, man, sure. And that's it. Nothing's mentioned about what's up, stranger, or nothing like that. It's simple. Hey, what up, man? You trying to come over? Hell yeah, I am. And call it a day. Those are the types, most of my friends are those types of friends. you know, and then I have my work friends. And it's always okay not to speak for a little bit, and it doesn't change anything. It shouldn't change anything, you know, and that's my look at it, you know. And all my friends, you know, those close friends, they all feel the same way. I assure you they do, you know, and that makes me, I'm grateful for that. You know, I'm grateful for that. I also, all my good friends definitely have the same sense of humor as I do. And that to me, if you can't handle my sarcasm and my jokes, anytime I crack a joke, 99.5% of the time, it's a joke. It may be a harsh joke, and I don't ever mean, you'll know when I say something if I mean it or not. But if I'm just cracking your balls, and some people that I've been around, they just couldn't handle it. Man, F you and F this and F that. I'm like, whoa, hang it, whoa, no, it's a joke, man. But then sometimes it gets me in some trouble. And I always tell people, man, look, I'm sarcastic asshole. You know, and if I'm not a sarcastic asshole to you, well, then I don't like you. You know, and that's my hell. And I never used to be that way, but that's just me. That's who I grew up to be, I guess, you know. But, and I always say, hey, if you can't handle my jokes, I don't think this is going to work out. I think we have to go our separate ways, you know. And I'll then, after that, they're like, no, nah, man, you're good. And I'll hit him with something. And, you know, it's not like a knock-knock joke, but we'll be having a conversation, and I'll throw something in there to make it funny and kind of, you know, just crack your balls a little bit. And as soon as I do that with people, they're like, yeah, man, that's cool, me too. I do it. No, it ain't cool. Hell no. They was not about that joke. And that was it. That was my only and final conversation that I ever had and probably ever will have with that person. You know, but I'm a very caring guy, you know, and if you listen to, I think it was my second or third episode, I help when I can and where it's needed, you know. A gentleman by the name of Michael, long story short again, because you go back and listen to it, was in a gas station, people were not being so nice, you know, and I paid for his stuff. And it was this whole after story. But you can go check that out. I think it's my third one. I'm about to go look right now. It's either my second or my third one. But it's a really good story to just get other people to help people in need. You know what I'm saying? And to be that change. And that was my whole point of that episode. Let's see. Is it my third one? No, that's that one. So let's see. I bet it was my second one. Yes. So go check out Chilling with Canada, episode 2. And that's going to refer back to what I was just talking to you guys about. and I, like I said, I did that to make it to let people know, hey, man, be that step up, be that change, you know? But it's important. It's definitely important. So it's actually my favorite story on my show. So you guys should definitely go check that out, because it's definitely definitely inspirational, you know. And I hope it sent that message out to people, like, hey, this little act of kindness will get you a long way, get you a far way, you know. And so do it, and you'll be thanked in many ways. You know, and it's going to make you feel good as a person. But, guys, I've had a rough week. And, you know, I just wanted to get up here and end this with a thank you. Thank you for the people who took the time out of their day to let me explain to you what was going on. And then you talking to me to calm me down. Man, I have not had a rough Monday like I had this week in a very, very, very long time. And I'm not going to let myself get that way anymore. You know, you guys have been great. Great motivation, great audience, just great people, great support system, a fabulous support system. And it that makes me feel amazing. You know, it makes me feel awesome. But what really makes me feel better is when I was talking to these people, somewhere down the line, they would come at me with a be positive or stay positive. Well, hey, that's my saying. You know, that's, I started that. You know, these people are telling that to me. That doesn't look good. That's not good, because I'm supposed to be their mentor and I'm supposed to be your guys' leader. You know, and if I get up here and I'm all depressed and just lying to you guys, well, what's good that doing? That's not doing any good. You know, and it took me a day to, you know, snap out of it, but I snapped out of it and I was ready to go. And I've made this rest of these last 2 days good. Gonna wake up tomorrow, make tomorrow even better. Then I got a 3-day weekend. Then we're back to Monday. But I'm not gonna have another day like I did Monday. You know, friendship's important. And it's also important looking for those red flags in those friendships. You know, and I've had friends come and go, you know, and I've also kept other friends closer and brought them closer because they've had my back. You know, they've always had my back and they'll continue to have my back. And it's just amazing. It really, really, really is amazing. And thank you guys so much for all the support and the love. It means so much to me. For those on my Facebook listening, I know I was always so active every day, videos, positivity, that message in the morning, but they shut my page off and none of these guys will respond to me. I guess I don't matter. So, and my other Facebook, I have 2 more days in silly old Facebook jail, but as soon as I get that going, I will let y'all know. But I appreciate everybody tuning into today's episode, and wake up making tomorrow good and be that change. Stay positive, you guys. Be that motivation. I just want to thank everybody for tuning in to another episode of Chilling with Canada, where we talk about anything and everything. Thank you so much for all the love and support, you guys, and I hope to see you guys back here again soon. Tell your friends, tell your family. Remember, stay positive. See you guys.